guess families with a lot of children have to count like that to make sure we get everybody, but I think we have everyone. So, well, welcome to the 2012-2013 Elementary Awards Chapel. On behalf of the entire elementary team, we are honored and considered it a privilege to have your child as a student at Berean Baptist Academy this year. Parents, thank you. Two very small words that have a huge heart behind it. But thank you for your love, your support, your patience, your forgiveness, your time, so many other things that I could go into as well. Thank you. We do not take educating your child lightly. Teachers, my heart is full of thanks for you as well. Thank you for educating. Thank you for training. Thank you for teaching and doing all of that centered in the gospel this year. We did our very best. I know that you made a huge difference in the lives of many children. We give our Lord Jesus Christ all the honor and glory for this school year, all the safety, all the guidance. We thank him. Before each teacher or each team of teachers comes to present his or her awards, I've asked Mr. Kellett, one of our third grade teachers and a pastor at Berean Baptist Church, to come and open our chapel in prayer.
Let's pray. Gracious Father, thank you for the opportunity to assemble together, Lord, to honor the hard work of our students. Lord, I pray that the time would be glorifying to you. Lord, we ask that you would dismiss our school year with your blessing, that you would protect our students, that you would keep them safe. They will be going in many different directions, Lord. We pray that your hand of protection would be on them, not just physically, Lord, but spiritually. These children will grow up to love and honor and fear you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
I just want to say thank you, parents, and thank you, students, for just the exciting school year we had this year. We've had many fun days and many exciting things, and I just want to especially say thank you, parents, for making our fun days fun and allowing your children to dress up and just enjoy our school year. I do have a few awards I like to give out. And also, parents, I want to let you know that we have an exciting day. Our caterpillars finally came out this morning, so we have an exciting day. So if you want to stop by and see them, you're welcome to stop by and see them. I know the boys and girls are excited because we've been waiting 2 weeks for them to come out, and they finally came out the last day of school. So we are very excited. Boys and girls, I just want to say thank you for all your hard work this year. You've really worked hard, and it's just an encouragement as a teacher just to see how hard these little first graders work and how much they can improve through the year. And I just want to say thank you, boys and girls, for your hard work. When I call your name, if you'd please come up and receive your award. Kiara Arnold. She's going to be receiving our A Honor Roll Award for all A's this year. Come on here. Okay. Would Truth King come up? She will also be receiving our A Honor Roll Award. Good job. Would Caleb Byers come up? He will be receiving our A Honor Award, and he will also be receiving our second highest in first grade. Now, that's an honor because this year it was neck and neck for a while there. And so Caleb is going to be receiving the second highest in first grade, and he received a 98.6. Okay, if Evelyn Torberson would come up. She's also going to be receiving an A Honor Roll, and she's also going to be receiving our highest average in first grade. She made a 98.9. Okay? And then I want her to stay up because this year, we were asked to look for students in our class that exemplified a servant leadership. And I just noticed this year I picked the character of compassion. I just noticed this year if something needed to be picked up in the room, Evelyn was usually the first to pick it up, usually without me even asking her. If someone needed some shoes tied, she was willing to do it. Just very helpful, very compassionate to the other children. And this year, my recipient is Evelyn Torberson. Thank you, parents, and thank you, boys and girls, for the great school year. I hope you have a great summer.
Good morning. I'd also like to thank the parents of the children in my class, and my class has worked extremely hard this year. We've made a lot of good memories, and I'm going to miss some of them, as some of them are moving this year, so I won't get to see them next year in second grade, but I know they'll have a great time. Students, when I call your name, I'd ask you to come up to receive your award, and we'll applaud for each of them. My first award this morning goes to Zach Daly. Zach has earned the Bulldog Award for the most improved student this year. He's new to our school this year, and he has worked diligently to improve his academics while growing spiritually and academically and socially. Thank you, Zach, for your hard work this year in first grade.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My next award is for Hannah Kang. This year I've had some students work extremely hard all year long and really do their best on each and every test that we took, and Hannah is being awarded an A honor roll. Nice job, Hannah. Sienna May. Sienna is receiving an award for A honor roll. She also has earned the second highest average in our class this year. Congratulations, Sienna. Gabby Reyes. Gabby is also earning A honor roll. He also has earned the highest average in our class this year with a 98 average. He has also been a great testimony to the children in our class. He is a leader for right. He is helpful, respectful, and has a positive attitude in all of our classroom activities. He is being awarded the servant leadership and will receive a new testament with his certificate. Thank you, Gabby, for your hard work this year and good example. Gabby.
There you go. Thank you.
Aubrey Adams. Aubrey also made A honor roll. She also has a very, very sweet spirit and is very helpful and encouraging. She's been a peacemaker in our classroom. She is also a leader for doing what is right. She's polite, has a positive attitude about the things that we do in class, no matter what it is, from cleaning up to doing different games and activities. And I'm very proud of her this year. Aubrey will receive a New Testament along with her Servant Leadership Award this year. Thank you, Aubrey. Thank you, students, parents, and administrators, and fellow teachers for a wonderful year. I'm looking forward to next year, and let's give them one more round of applause.
Wow, what a wonderful year it has been. What a wonderful journey we've had this year. I can't believe it's Awards Chapel. It seems like just a few weeks ago we were welcoming our students and our parents and having our new class, and it's already time for them to go on. Wednesday we had some awards given in our class, and today we're saving the very, very best awards for today. I am going to be honoring those who have gone the extra mile. My first award is going to go to Caden Hazlett. Caden has received all A honor roll. And he moved here just several weeks ago, and he just got right in there and still was able to get all A's. Good job. My next award goes to Miguel. Miguel also received all A's all year, so he has the all A honor roll. Joshua. Joshua has received all A honor roll, and he has done something this year I could not do. He has perfect attendance. Oops, hold on. This one's yours. Joshua, good job. Okay. Next, Kylie Spencer. Kylie Spencer has also received all A's all year. So she will be receiving all A honor roll. Andrew Kerr, come this way, please. Andrew Kerr came to our class in October, and I had never had a student that did not speak English before. And so we learned, I know sign language, so we were acting out our things. I was telling him to sit and to stand and to push in your chair, and he just picked up, and we started with A says A and table, and we said table. And now he's reading. He is going to receive our Bulldog Award. Our Bulldog Award is an award given for those who show great determination. They're hard workers. And not only has Andrew worked hard, but mom and dad and sisters have worked with him as well and just have rallied around him. And I'm so proud of him. And he is receiving our Bulldog Award. Congratulations. Tristan, would you come forward, please? Tristan is receiving all A honor roll. She's also receiving the highest average for the year. We had four students that had 98 point something, and I had to go back and work really hard to find out who they were. And you edged them out, my friend. She has all A honor roll and the highest average. Good job. Isabella and Kevin, will you both come forward, please? My next award is the highest award because it is our servant leadership, and Christ taught us to be servants. This year, I watched for kindness to students, compassion. I watched for how are you when you're corrected. Come right here, please. I watched, do you have a good spirit? And these two, by far, every time had a good spirit. They were corrected well. I don't think I had to correct them the correction there was just like, wow, wonderful. So Kevin is receiving our Servant's Heart Award. Good job, my friend. Okay. Isabella is receiving our Servant's Heart Award. She's also receiving all A honor roll, and she is second highest, just a point tenths behind Tristan. So good job, my friend. Here's your award. Oh. And I will give them their Bibles when I get back to their seat. I just want to say thank you, families. It's just been a wonderful journey, and I feel like they will do a great job next year in third grade. And thank you for letting me work with them.
Good morning, parents. I just wanted to say thank you so much for a great year. We had so much fun in our class this year, and your children have worked so very hard. And I'm very, very proud of them. Thank you for coming out to all of our fun activities and just making lots of memories in second grade this year. They have blessed me in so many different ways this year with all the hugs and the smiles and with all the teacher notes throughout the day. God has allowed me to see them grow not only academically but spiritually as well. I want to wish all of them the best as they continue down the paths that God has set for them. I first would like to recognize Michael Keys. Come on up, Michael, please. He had a late start this year. He started in our second quarter, and with all of his diligence, he worked very, very hard, and he has improved in every subject since then. So he gets our Bulldog Award for being most improved. Next, I would like to recognize Zai McMillan. With having a dream of one day becoming a doctor, she has worked very, very hard in her studies, and she is awarded with second highest average. Thank you, Zai. I also would like to recognize Leah Doty. Not only is she awarded with having A honor roll in all of her subjects, but she also has highest grade average. The last award is the most important, and it's something I have been looking for all year long. It's the Servant Leadership Award. I've been looking for students who have a kind spirit, who are willing to help not only me, but also their friends and their neighbors in the classroom and even outside the classroom. And the Servant Leadership Award goes to Leah Doty. And here's your Bible. And Sammy May. Come on up, Sammy. Thank you so very much, parents and students. I love you very much, and this has been a great year.
Good morning. Third grade this year, we were a team. That means that we did as much as we possibly could together. They were in both classes, were in math together and language together, et cetera. And so we're coming together to present our awards as a team. And we want to just say, I would like to say, and then we'll let Ms. Birchfield say what's on her heart, that your children are very refreshing. And what I mean by that is I stepped out a couple days a week to teach eighth grade, and whenever I came back to third grade, they were so refreshing to come back to their joyfulness, their happiness. The way they played, the stories they wanted to tell, their wonderful imagination. And so it's been great to teach them. We love them. We love them the day that we met them, but we've grown to love them even more and more. We've laughed with them. We've cried with them. We've seen them succeed. We've seen them come just short of goals we have set, and then we've encouraged them to try again. It's been a beautiful ride, and now the ride is over, but we are so very grateful for the opportunity of teaching your children.
I just want to start by saying thank you, parents. This has been a wonderful year. I have enjoyed seeing your children grow physically and spiritually and academically. I am so thankful to be here at BBA. In third grade, I am so proud of you. You've worked so hard. We want to start our awards ceremony by acknowledging one of our third graders who had the opportunity to go to fine arts, which many of them did, but he stood out with two superior ratings. One in piano solo, and the other in the art competition. And it is my privilege to present Min Bra with these certificates. Now, the next award we want to give out is our Bulldog Award. And as you know, it goes to students who show determination and hard work this year. This is a very special award and it goes to those who show perseverance to reach the goals that have been set for them. And this award, it recognizes those students who have done their best and worked very hard. When I thought about this award, I was reminded of one student's desire to learn and understand every concept that was taught since he joined our class. I am so thankful that the Lord led his family to Berean and put him in third grade this year. It is my privilege to award Elias Hazlett with the Bulldog Award.
The second Bulldog Award goes to a young lady who worked very hard to improve in multiple areas. When I challenged her, she took the challenge and she succeeded. And she brought up her grades. She was able to change lots of different things. We asked her to read louder and she read louder. We asked her to spend more time in math and she spent more time in math. We asked her to smile more and she smiled more. She was determined. She was a hard worker. And she was also very jovial. She was fun to play with and joke around with. And so we're very grateful to be able to give an award for determination to Miss Ziana Daniels.
We would like to give out are for A Honor Roll. So I'm going to call those students one by one, and then we can applaud them at the end. The first student is Michael DeZalma. Sierra Collins. Gabby Boos. And Jay Jackson.
One of our students received, he received straight A's, but he is not here today, so we present this award in absentia to Mr. Cameron Hilland.
The next award we have is for second highest average. This young lady came in second in a class of 24, so this is a high, high honor. She also is on the A honor roll, of course, and we want to take this time to recognize her. The second highest grade average for third grade goes to Lillianne Osuna.
The highest grade average in third grade goes to Miss Jenna Woosley. And that's first out of 24, and Jenna and QB were very, very close, and they're very, very good friends. So.
This last award that we are giving out today is for servant leadership. And in third grade, we were able to choose two students. And I can tell you, it was very hard to decide. This group of students, they have wonderful, wonderful qualities about them. They are sweet, and they're patient, and they're loving. So it was very hard to choose between them. But the things that I was looking most for were kindness, faithfulness, love, and compassion. And as I thought through these qualities that each of these third graders have, and demonstrated this year, I did find it hard to choose. But as I prayed about it, the Lord laid this young lady on my heart. In her, I have seen faithfulness to do what is expected. I have seen her love her neighbors. She will invite other students to play with her when she notices that they're alone. She takes that time to do that. She gets along well with a variety of different students. It doesn't matter who is on the playground, she can play with anyone. This young lady does not have a problem with putting others before herself. And in the midst of conflict, I've seen her show love and compassion. Because of this, I am so pleased to award Abigail Majewski with the Servant Leadership Award for the 2012-2013 school year.
This last young lady could be described as consistent and more. She consistently did what was right. She was always willing to do more. When we gave an assignment or we were teaching a lesson in third grade, she would go home many times and research it more. And she loved to learn. And she was consistent at that. And so she would come back with these projects that she had made. And they weren't projects, they were projects that she had took time with. They were projects that she had had her mom and dad help her with. So she was a great leader for our students to do more. She served them in that way. She was very friendly. She was very kind. She got along very well with everyone. And she was also very, very determined. She never gave up. So we are very happy to present our second Servant Leadership Award to Ms. Elise Kaiser. And Elise also received a honor roll.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And third grade parents, we will meet back in our classrooms immediately following chapel to present some classroom awards.
Good morning, parents. First, let me take the opportunity to thank you for entrusting your children to us this year, and definitely tell you it's something we don't take lightly at all. We've enjoyed watching the children grow in many ways. It's a joy to watch them grow spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. And we're very thankful for the opportunity that God has given us just to participate in the maturing process and for allowing us to teach, most of all, in a Christian environment on a daily basis. And we're very thankful for that. At this time, we're going to pass out some awards to some young people. First of all, young lady who achieved perfect attendance. We had one perfect attendance, and I didn't even have perfect attendance this year. So this was a pretty amazing award with the sickness that went around. With perfect attendance also, with all A honor roll, and that is Alicia Bowling.
I have the honor of calling Hananiah Bowles up to the front, and she made the all-A honor roll this year.
All right, next, we have the award also for all-A honor roll, and worked hard to get this. That's Leah Sturm.
We have the honor of calling up Lauren Doty. Lauren has made the all-A honor roll, and she's also made the second highest average in the fourth grade.
We have a couple more awards here that we want to give. First of all, Isaac Kim, if you'd make your way up. Isaac Kim this year in the regional competition, he, for elementary fine arts, played the violin, took first place in the violin. As well, he also has a servant's heart, and that's one of the things that you look for with young people, always consistent, consistency all the time. And so he has also awarded our fourth grade servant leadership award.
If we could call up Ashley Cheon. I have a hard time with that name. Ashley is being presented with an all-A honor roll. She is also the outstanding highest grade average in the fourth grade. And she lives in the daily in the shadow of the cross. And we're giving her the Servants Award this year. And you get a New Testament. And we love you. Isaac, we have one for you too, honey.
Forgot yours.
We want to thank you all very much for allowing us to be the teachers of the fourth grade this year. It has been our privilege and our honor. The children are fantastic. You can be very proud, parents, of the fourth grade class. Thank you.
We have awards to follow. Also, parents in the classroom, we have some more classroom awards to follow.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:14. Our goal this year was to help the students reach their highest potential, and I am so proud of all the hard work that they put into this year to help them to do their very, very best. Thank you so much, fifth graders, for all of your hard work. So it is with great pleasure that we present to you these awards. The first awards are for perfect attendance, and we have two fifth graders this year who received perfect attendance. If I could please have Elijah Morris and RJ Baskerville come to the front, please. Now, the next awards are for the Bulldog Awards. This year's recipient, one of our recipients, is for RJ Baskerville. At first, he struggled a little bit in math, but he worked hard, did some extra assignments, stayed for help classes, put in a lot of effort into his grades. And Ms. Smith said that because of all his hard work, he completed fifth grade very successfully, and we're very proud of him. Thank you.
Our next Bulldog Award goes to Ivan Delgado. Ivan was very shy at the beginning of the year and didn't answer or ask a lot of questions, but as the year went by, his hand was up all the time, and we are very proud of him. The next few awards are for superlatives in a few areas, and we had 29 students in the fifth grade. And so getting the A honor roll is, well, you know that they worked very, very hard. And our first A honor roll recipient goes to Autumn Wasser. Congratulations. Our second A honor roll recipient goes to Hannah Whiting. Our third A honor roll recipient goes to Jacqueline Woosley. Jacqueline Woosley also tied for the second highest average in the fifth grade. Congratulations. Another A honor roll goes to Lewis Lee. And your certificate must be on my desk. I am so sorry, sweetheart, but you did earn it. Oh, Jacob got it. I passed out two at the same time. Well, thank you, sweetheart. You may get that from him. Our next honor average here goes to a honor roll goes to Jacob Gaberluck, and he also is the tie for the second highest average. Thank you, sweetheart. And the last person that we're awarding this year is Felicia Butler. Felicia Butler has a honor roll. She received the third place at the North Carolina Christian School Association Fine Arts Competition for Science Fair. And she also is the highest average in the fifth grade this year. Thank you all for supporting our wonderful academy. It is our constant joy and privilege to serve here. We love you all, and we're very thankful for the opportunity.
Now I would like Ms. Smith to stay with me just for a second. I didn't forget sixth grade. But this concludes Ms. Smith's 20th year at Berean Baptist Academy teaching. So if you are in fourth and coming to fifth, you'll begin with Ms. Smith with her 21st year next year. Let's give her a round of applause.
It is my constant joy. Thank you.
Parents, thank you all so much for your prayers and support this year. Your children have made my first year teaching absolutely wonderful. It was truly a privilege to spend 5 days a week teaching them not only academic subjects, but also explaining the truths of Scripture for everyday life. And it is with great honor that I now have the opportunity to hand out these awards. 1 Peter 1:15 tells us that we are to be ready to give an answer to every man. And this year, for the first time, Mr. Kelt and I had the opportunity to lead an apologetics club to teach a few select young men to give an answer for the faith that lies within them. I would like to award these three young men with our apologetics club certificates. They also had the opportunity at the end of the school year to perform to our senior citizen luncheon here at the church, and they did an excellent job with that. These three young men are Christian Benson, Jonathan Clark, and Derek Martin. Also, for our Fine Arts Awards, I would like to award Miss Angelina Morales. She placed second in the state spelling bee and also third place in the state journalism essay competition. I would also like to award Miss Grace King for second place in the state poetry performance competition. I also would like to go ahead and present the A Honor Roll. This is the award for those that demonstrated the most outstanding academic effort. Sixth grade is an absolute difficult year. It is a year of much transition as we begin training them for junior high, and next year they will be middle school. So it is certainly a difficult year, and these students have exercised great diligence and effort putting forth in the entire year. These students are Grace King and Olivia McCoy.
As Mr. Howell has already said, it's been a great privilege teaching sixth grade this year, and I cannot thank you parents enough for giving us that privilege. Before we give the second and highest average awards, we are also very grateful to give a very important award to the most improved student, also known as the Bulldog Award, to a student that has really made a change in their life this year. First, coming from a completely different school, this student has had a big challenge just to meet the academic requirements, much less the behavioral. Although this was difficult at first, they did not give up and continued to rise to the occasion. While there is always room for improvement, Anaya Lewis has fought hard and really improved this year. This is why she receives the Bulldog Award. And then first, we'll start with the second highest average in the class of a 98 overall in all of her subjects is Olivia McCoy. And first place overall with a 99, almost 100% average overall, is Grace King.
The last award we would like to present today is the Servant Leadership Award. This student is being honored for consistently exhibiting a pleasant spirit and is always ready to serve with a smile while striving to exemplify Christ-like characteristics. I am happy to announce that the recipient of the Student Leadership Award is Miss Grace King. As we conclude our award ceremony today, all the staff and faculty of Berean Baptist Academy would like to thank you, parents, for your support and prayers throughout the school year. BBA will continue to work hard to partner with you as we strive to achieve academic excellence with an overall emphasis in spiritual growth. We wish you a safe and happy summer while you enjoy making memories with your beautiful families. Mr. Townsend will now close us in a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for what a privilege it has been to not just teach these wonderful children, Lord, but to reward them for their hard work. We pray that they continue to do so and never forget the things that they've learned. Whether or not they received an award, we know that you are still working and that you have a plan for their life. I pray that you will continue to guide them and show them your plan. Make it obvious, Lord, to them that this is where you want them to be, wherever they should go. Please be with these parents as they travel home and all the children as well. Keep them safe, and we thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.